You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
We don't have Tim Hortons in U.S. America, do we? That's in just in Canada.
They're all Canada.
Well, in Canada.
No, Tim Hortons is huge in Michigan, too.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, New York and Michigan.
So we do have them in U.S. America.
Well, I think okay. New York and Michigan, Canada. I mean, Michigan's Canada.
Ohio also has it.
Canada.
Okay. I'll stop, I guess.
Well, this is a guy in Canada that got an email from Tim Hortons, the coffee place, telling him that he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat. It was the grand prize in a contest they've been running for called Roll Up to Win. So he was all excited about it until a friend of his called and said, hey, I just won a boat from Tim Hortons. Come to find out, thousands of people got the notice that they had won this $40,000 boat. And it was a mistake.
Ooh,
because it was basically everybody who entered the contest got the email saying you won the grand prize.
Yeah, it's like 40,000 people, right? Oh, they got, God. Was that how many they got it?
It was a $40,000 boat.
Oh, for that,
it said thousands and thousands of people.
$40,000 boat.
And nice. So far, there's a Facebook group called Tim Hortons You Won a Boat Group. Nearly 2,000 people have joined it already, demanding their boats.
Oh, come well, on, people. They made a mistake.
So you know that that's, you know, people, you just need to give me a boat thing because you told me you gave me, I want a boat. You got to live up to it. You got to honor it. People are allowed to make mistakes, especially in the fine print that says that Tim Hortons has the right to, quote, cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error made. So calm down.
I wouldn't even be mad at him over that.
No.
It's like, oh, damn, really? That's disappointing. Mm. Okay. Because what am I out? I'm not really out anything.
Not a thing. You have no damage.
Yeah. It's like when people get mad about gifts. Well, this gift sucked. Well, you're not out anything, so no reason to be upset about it.
Or when they get mad because if the ATM gives them money that it's not theirs, the ATM glitched or something, they get mad when you tell them that they're not allowed to keep that it's actually illegal.
Yeah. That's the way it works. What if, it's a mistake.
What if this dude sold his house because he was just going to live on the boat? Now what do you do?
Well, if he's going to live on a $40,000 fishing boat, then he doesn't really have sense enough to be operating it.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a bedroom.
Right. I mean, and a $40,000 boat nowadays, by inflation and all, is probably doesn't even have a motor on it.
Yeah, it's a lily pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a rickety raft.
Plus, if you had the time to do that, Rob, between when you found out you won the boat, and it was within like 24 hours or so, they knew that it was guys, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
So, like, you're an idiot.
My house is gone.
Yeah. You just gave that house away.
Well, however, Tim Hortons needs to, like, clean house, I think, some of these employees, because in March of 2023, they told a bunch of people they'd won $10,000 cash And each customer ended up getting $50 gift card for their trouble because they made a mistake with that. Who's the one responsible for sending out the winner emails?
Yeah, that's one of those where when they make the $10,000 mistake, the cash mistake, you pull them in like, hey, it's okay. Mistakes happen. We'll correct it. It's not a good look, but we made it work out. It's okay. Now, when you pull them in, it's like, guys, I think we're done here. That's two mistakes in 2 years. We can't do this anymore. You're fired.
Yeah, do they have that Coco, the gorilla that learned how to type a few letters, and they said Coco could communicate back in the 90s? Is that who's sending out emails at Tim Hortons?
He's in charge of digital marketing for Tim Hortons.
Foot.
Yeah, that's one big mistake is one thing, but two in 2 years. See you later.
Wow. Yeah, and in both cases, nobody was out anything. There were no damages. But I wonder how many $50 gift cards they had to give out at that point. And I bet you that's when they added the we have the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's an error made.
Yeah. Due to some jackass we got working here at Timmy Ho's.
Some moron.
That's good customer service, though. They're like, hey, we screwed up. We're going to send everybody out. Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with this one.
I don't know. Maybe some pool noodles.
Yeah. Yeah, just something. Well, you didn't win the boat, but this will help you stay afloat. Yeah. Water wings.
Tim Hortons is a big deal, though, right? It's a big restaurant chain.
Yeah. Monster.
It's the, not Waffle House, it's like the IHOP on steroids of Canada.
And there's
a stadium. One of their Canadian Football League stadiums is named like Tim Horton Stadium.
They've got brand loyalty like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. They just don't have good people running things. They don't have good people behind the scenes.
Just in their marketing department, for all we know.
Their fun and games department sucks. Okay. But that's another thing. That's going to be a grand prize of a contest in such a huge corporation is only a $40,000 fishing boat. That's a grand prize for that many, you know, that big of a corporation. I don't think it'd be more than that.
I don't know.
Well, it's got the stupidest name for the contest too. It was like Roll to Win,
Roll Up and Win,
whatever the hell that is.
Roll Up to Win,
Roll Up to Win.
They should that was some kind of a menu item they were running special.
Oh, a roll of some kind.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
They got some good for you. Good food at Tim Hortons.
Yeah, you like it. You like it.
It's the best coffee that I found.
Yeah, how do you drink it?
I get a vanilla cappuccino.
And it's cold?
Yeah, no.
No, it's not?
No, no. Oh. I don't like cold coffee.
Okay.
Is it roll up to win or roll up to the rim?
This says roll up to win.
I think it's called roll up. Yeah, roll up to the rim.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Tim Hortons announces changes to roll up to the rim to win in light of current public health environment.
On their website, it says roll up to win is back.
Oh, roll up the rim to win is what it's called. Okay, got it. I was misreading it.
Rob, you don't like cold coffee, but I'm pretty sure I saw a huge frappuccino on your desk this morning.
It was mostly Oreo. That's the only reason I can hang around.
Oh,
it really is. It's Oreo.
I don't like
cream.
Cold coffee. Yeah. Well, say that to the 57-ounce frappuccino
iced coffee you got on your desk.
It's not the same, okay?
You dumb shit.
That looks at a venti and says like you're like a little bitch.
Hey, can we wrap up this podcast? I'm done.
So why does that not count as a coffee, Rob?
Because it didn't taste like coffee. It's just Oreos.
It's got more Oreo than coffee.
They might as well call that ice cream.
But it is considered, it does have coffee in it.
Yeah, I think it has a little bit. You're right.
Yeah.
It's like a McFlurry with a coffee shop.
Yeah, I was thinking, he was just talking about McDonald's this morning. He got an Oreo
huge
coffee.
Iced
thing.
Coffee.
Huh. Well, the Tim Hortons thing, though. They don't have any of those in the South, right? They don't have any locations
unfortunately,
where the good people live.
No, but everything, all those chains are coming here. Wawa's coming here. They just announced they're opening a Wegmans, and people from New York and like Rochester freak out about
Wegmans. I saw that on social media. They were talking about Wegmans, and the people were responding. I was like, I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
I've never been there.
But that's why we're spreading out. That's why,
Bojangles going to L.A.
Yeah, yeah. So... how is Bojangles going to market in L.A.? You think they're going to say, like, you know, better than Popeyes and without the risk or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Better than Popeyes, and we're nice. Popeyes. We're happy you're here.
Yeah. Because you got to figure, L.A. people probably have never heard of Bojangles.
No.
Oh, no. No idea. I don't think my family in Louisiana knows about Bojangles.
That's a shame.
Yeah, probably not.
They just opened the first one in Ohio like 3 months ago, and I mean, the line was crazy.
And I love it. I love Bojangles.
Me too.
That's good.
And I grew up on Popeyes. All of those chicken places, though, my favorite is Church's. As far as the chicken, I like Church's chicken. But again, they don't have any of those, you know, close around here.
They've got Church's in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
They need some real churches in Canada is what they need. A bunch of heathens up there.
They ain't got boats, but they got Church's chicken.
They got cheap-ass contest. Damn, big corporation going to give away a $40,000 boat.
Yeah.
Fishing boat, probably like a little aluminum boat with a 9.5 horsepower Evinrude on the back of it. That's all they got. But can you imagine, though, if you think any of those celebrities are going to get all into Bojangles and you see them walking around with their Bojangles cups? And I mean, stuff it's so like funny. That.
Eating chicken on the bone, like, give me a break.
Damn, that damn sweet tea hits, and it's like, I'm hooked. I'm back here every day.
I love it.
I'm dying to try those. Bird dogs, though, that Bojangles has.
The sandwiches?
Yeah, they're like a chicken tender on a hot dog bun, and then it's got some kind of sauce on it.
I think it's honey mustard.
Yeah. I mean, that looks really good.
You sure?
I might go get one.
Do it.
I think you can get two for a deal, so.
Yeah, that's right. You do. You get two for, I think, 11 cents. I mean, I'm talking about a good deal. Real good deal.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.